You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's not very often we lead Royce Unchained, presented by Josh Arnold, investment consultant, Mr. Money Talk, with breaking news. But that's what we have. It's not Kirk Cousins related, all right?
Oh, good.
Let's calm down.
Good.
Let's calm down. Karl Anthony Towns. Well, it depends on which of the two Titan NBA insiders you trust here. So Woj is saying meniscus issue. Team is evaluating its options. We don't know if he's going to miss any time. Shams is saying torn meniscus out indefinitely.
And Cam's got Johnny K on the ground, so I'm probably going with Sham there, aren't you, Shams?
I think Shams has been pretty spot on with.
Yeah,
most
I
things.
Would think, and he's got a pretty good connection with the Wolves. It's kind of like though the Red Sox with Lucas Giolito. He's got an elbow issue, and everybody else is saying he needs Tommy John again. You know, but yeah. They're trying to back it off. But if it's a meniscus, he could be back for the playoffs, right? But you got to get it fixed tomorrow, right? You got to get the thing operated on tomorrow and give him a month to recover.
But then there's swelling, right? Do you have to wait till the swelling goes? I don't know how that works, I guess.
Hey, I want to tell you a story. I had a torn meniscus, which ended my stellar football career at Prior Lake after about three practices in August, and the surgery was done by the town doctor. We didn't have orthopedics then. The town doctor, Olaf Luke, operated on me from Estonia, and he operated on me, and I was back shooting hoops in October, getting ready for the season. So it took two months later, a month and a half, you were fine. And he probably has a little better surgeon than we had back in the day. So he should come back, you know.
Yeah, now, my dad had the same thing, football injury, caved in his knee. The local Kankakee, Illinois surgeon came in, you know, put him in a cast for a month, and he was fine.
My problem with Dr. Luke was they had to drain it a few times.
Austin.
And they'd put the needle in me to drain it and take a while. And then he'd go visit another patient. And then that needle would start kind of swaying around and hit a nerve. And they'd be,
Doc, God. Get
in here, Doc. Get back here, Doc.
I thought you broke your arm.
No, I did that too. And that was in Fulda, though. That was in Fulda. I broke my arm practicing the arm tackle technique that we did back then. You know, here comes the guy running by you, swing your arm out
just
there.
Just clothesline him, and you'll slow him down.
Hit him in the hit him in the shins, and he could break your arm, and you won't have to play football. It's fantastic. Yeah. So anyway,
well, so this it's bad news for the Wolves because Cat's been playing now lately. He's been a little spastic, but for the most part, he's been playing really well. I would say optimistic Phil's going to come in here and say the good news is Naz Reid is only playing 23 minutes a game. He's playing outstandingly this season. He's shooting 41% from three. You can give him another 12 minutes. So that helps. Now, it doesn't help your depth, but you can easily extend him.
And Luka can play eight. You know, Luka's been up here. Luka's fine. He's not Cat, but he can shoot a little bit, and he's 7 foot tall. So let him play too. And that, you know, of course, now you look at the Star Tribune comments. Oh, that Cat's a big wussy. You know, it'll be. And again, the fact that his first 4 years in the plays, he played 82 games when Tibbs was here. Like, I think he missed one game in the Tibbs career. So he's been hurt a couple of times. He's been good this year. Sometimes it's not going in, and sometimes you wonder what the hell they're trying to do with him. But, Cat's been fine. He's been... I'm more worried about the other oddball than I am him, actually, right now. Although with a knee injury, you don't want him to have too many surgeries on that knee. But I don't think this is the worst thing. So what if they end up being the four seed instead of the one seed? Who cares? You know, it's I don't think it's really a big deal. Do you guys? I mean, you're the West, so the teams are so much the same.
It depends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like the thing about the one or the two seed is you could wind up playing the Warriors in the first round, and they've been excellent the last. I still say, well, without Cat, your size advantage goes way down. So that becomes a different series. But the NBA, there's a bunch of formidable teams.
The NBA, though, Golden State at Boston loses by 51, right?
Yeah.
51. Two nights later, they beat Milwaukee by 35. Steph's throwing in shots from. I watched some of that game.
It's crazy.
He's throwing in 32 footers again, like it's 8 years ago. You know, it's weird. Did you see Wiggy is coming back too after missing four more games for personal reasons? I think one of his parents is really sick, but he keeps missing games.
His dad was sick last year.
Dad, yeah, I don't know.
That's why he missed all the time last year, supposedly. Yeah.
I don't think this. You know, this gives you a chance to work on your depth, and you're right. Naz should play 28 minutes. Why not? Let's go. Let's see what he got. I don't think this has to harm him a lot.
Well, there's another really interesting wild card that they signed TJ Warren to a 10-day contract.
Yes. Is he a three-point shooter?
He's at three different years in his career, he's been a 40% three-point shooter, but he had a major foot injury like 3 years ago that kind of wiped out two seasons. He came back last year and he was healthy, but he was very rusty because he hadn't played in a while. But if you remember in the bubble season, the NBA came back in like August, and they played the last eight regular season games in the bubble, and he's like a 15 points per game, former 14th overall pick, like a good player. He scored 50 points in the first bubble game, then like 39 and 35, and he was one of the big bubble heroes from a few years ago.
Who was he with?
He was with Indiana at the time. Phoenix has been where he spent the majority of his career. But he's 6'8", he shoots, and if you can get like 80% of the old TJ Warren, we'll find out.
He's got to use some of these guys, though. You know, this is, this is now, forget about the number one seed. Who cares? Use some of these guys. Find out what you got. I mean, come on, Finchy boy. Let's see if you got a shooter there. You need it. You desperately need a shooter. If this guy can make three pointers, find out. For goodness sakes.
Marcus Morris is available too from when the Spurs waived him a week ago. And he is, because he was waived before March 1st. He is postseason eligible and he's available to be signed.
He was.
He's another 6'8" wing player that could come in and eat some minutes.
And he's the one whose twin plays for Dallas, right?
Marquise.
Don't confuse the Morrises. We got an MM Morris, and there's two other MM Morrises, but, But this guy's not the brother. But there was a rumor about the Wolves trying to get this guy a month ago, wasn't there? If there was a buyout situation with him. And
yep, and the buyout took like 3 weeks to come to fruition, but it did happen 6 days ago. So,
okay. Yeah, well, let's go. Let's get some more manpower in here because right now they're not using their bench very well, in my opinion. So what are we going to do about McDaniels? My God.
That's another guy that you're going to need him to score. He dropped like 26 points in a game a couple days ago, but going to need more of that from him.
Yeah, you know, but I don't think this is the end of the world. You know, Cat missing 15 games, he'll be ready to go to win the playoffs.
If he's back for the playoffs, it's not.
Yeah, if he misses the first round. Hey, we've been saying all along, though, they're a 3-2 favorite to get out of the first round. It's not like an 8-1 in the old NBA days when the, you know, a 2 played a 7 and it was a complete. They never had they had no first round upsets. Now in the West, everybody's the same. You know, everybody's terribly flawed.
So, well, and the teams at the bottom of the bracket they're filled with some of the greatest players of all time that are just kind of managing the regular season, right?
After watching Golden State last night, though, for a while, if I get one of those two, I want the Lakers. The Lakers are old, and you know, you can. Yeah, Anthony can go off and be the best player on the floor, but I'll definitely take the Lakers over.
There he is. Phone call. That's the trouble with the
incoming
phone.
Call.
Pat's a popular
it's
guy.
Finchie. It's Finchie calling him. Say, what should my rotations be now, Pat?
It's the Wolves. The Wolves Security Agency, the WSA.
Yep. Everyone can just call Pat and take him right off the podcast.
But yeah, actually, and LeBron James, by the way, has ankle tendonitis, so he's probably not playing back to backs the rest of the way. So yeah,
I don't know. We need Declan to figure this out. If I'm doing this on the phone and somebody calls me, how do I get rid of them? How can I just block anybody?
Well,
block
I think airplane mode before. Well, this is the problem, though. So what you should do is put your phone on airplane mode with Wi-Fi on, but then you're going to forget to turn it off airplane mode.
Okay.
And you're going to wonder why no one's calling you.
I can still use StreamYard if I turn it on airplane mode.
As long as your Wi-Fi is on.
As long as your Wi-Fi is on. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I got my Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So, okay. We can figure it out.
But then I feel like you're gonna forget to turn airplane mode off, and it's going to be 2 days, and like, why is no one calling me?
No, I'll remember after, you know, when I go to call somebody and they won't respond or something. That's good. Okay, I can put it on airplane mode. That's good.
Yeah, airplane mode, Wi-Fi on.
There's a lot of people very worried about my lawn that want to sign me up to get my lawn mowed because they know I'm an old man who doesn't mow his lawn. I got news for you. Nobody's going to mow this year because no grass is going to grow.
What are we charging to mow someone's lawn in the suburbs these days? What do people want?
I used to get it pretty easy, like $35, but it's probably up to $50 now. I got a small lawn though. I probably got a small lawn now, so I don't know. Maybe I'll join that club that doesn't mow May. You know, so the butterflies can have a better chance or something like that. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, is that a thing? We don't mow our lawns in May.
We don't mow it. It's genius. Genius. Let's be lazy.
Let's mention this awful gopher performance yesterday. And what is Ben doing? Ola Joseph, he played six guys. They were all playing awful, and he played six guys. I don't get it. And
it was
Payne hurts his back. He's sitting over on the bench with the brace on his back, and he still doesn't play the guy. I don't know what's going on, but that was a terrible loss. And I don't know, Marcus was at his best today because he was pointing out that 10th place will be an improvement. That's not really what we're looking for here, is it? We're happy to be 10th? Come on! I'm not
Is that where 10th. We are now after the loss last night, 10th?
If they lose to Northwestern, which they will, they'll end up 10th.
Okay. I was there last night, by the way, and my God.
How long did you stay?
I left I left around, I stuck through part of the second half. So it was definitely under 10 minutes in the second half. And it was not
this
pretty.
This is no lie. I'm telling the truth. I, in the middle of the second half, I turned it off for like 10 minutes. Not because I'm a big Gopher fan, but because I couldn't stand to watch it. It was so rotten. Both teams were rotten for a while, and then Indiana started making some shots. But I had to turn it off. I couldn't. I thought I was going to go blind watching this crap. It was
Indiana. I thought I was teleported into like 1981. Yes, they've got this point guard with the high socks, the white high socks, and the mustache. They took 1-3 in the entire first half because they're just a crowd the paint team. And they still, by the way, I love how they still wear those old candy cane looking striped warm-up uniforms from decades ago.
Their coach is in trouble, though.
Well, Mike Woodson, man. Dude's been around forever.
They said he's coming back. They said he's coming back because they got a hell of a lot of money invested in it, you know. So
how old is Mike Woodson now? I mean, he was in the NBA like 20 years
ago. Oh, yeah, he was there a long
time. Coach Knicks at one time.
That's right.
He's only 65. Wow.
Yeah. Well, he was one of Bobby's really good players. So he was, but a long time ago. So yeah, I mean, this is not the, you know, as a youth, again, I'm telling you youth stories, but they used to be in the '50s, the Hurrying Hoosiers, Branch McCracken, and they were the fast breaking team in an era when everybody played like last night's game and played the 50. And they had a guy named Branch McCracken as a coach, and they tried to get 100 every night. They were the Hurrying Hoosiers. And then it took a long time for Bobby came in and started winning, but he got a lot of abuse when he first got there because they wanted to go up and down the floor. That's the way he played Indiana basketball, and Bobby was grinded out. You know, he and Mussey played 51-50 games. So, but a different kind of 51-50 games than last night. Last night it was because both teams stumped. There was that low scoring. That was awful, man. That was terrible.
Branch McCracken is a great coach's name, by the way. Oh, Patrick. God, that's a great name. That sounds like a name in a fictional book about basketball.
They had a guy named Jimmy Rail who was one of the shooters. This was way before the 3-pointer. But he'd throw the ball up and it damn near hit the ceiling and come down. He's a big shooter, jump shooter from like 22 feet. And I think, he got 38 or something one night in the old barn. So
you know who I saw last night at the barn, just a few rows down, saw him in the concourse? Gene Larkin was taking the game in last night.
Good for him.
It was kind of amazing. I was asking it was Dan, our vice president of Hubbard Twin Cities, who the audience doesn't know, but Dan was there, and then Ross Brendel. And I asked those guys, of the 6,000 or 7,000 people in this arena, or 8,000, whatever, how many know if they ran into Gene Larkin, World Series hero from 1991, what percentage would know who he is?
Well, isn't it in a young 2024? Crowd? It is a young crowd. So
a lot of older people, but I saw him walking around for chunks of probably 10, 12 minutes. Nobody, nobody.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Really?
No, I could not.
No.
Gene Larkin?
I know the name. I genuinely do not know what he looks like.
Wow.
I know the name, obviously.
But and everybody else at the barn, apparently.
Yeah,
He's taught hitting a long time, though, doesn't he?
He has a facility in Edina or Eden Prairie.
Eden Prairie. Yes.
Yep. Judd and I went out there and did an old Sports Over Beers podcast with him.
He's great.
One time, like 9 years ago. And he told the story about, obviously, the game-winning hit. He said he was shaking, nervous, walking up to the plate, and he told himself, "There's no way I can get through an entire at bat. I'm too nervous. I'm going to swing at the first or second pitch."
Yeah. Well, it was a nice fly ball that, unfortunately for him, the guy was playing 20 feet behind shortstop, so cut off the sacrifice fly. But what we, of course, all should remember about that is Gladdy getting to second base. You know.
Yeah.
Because he was safe by what? He's our Dave Roberts stealing second against the Yankees.
Yeah,
you know,
he's
safe by just a tick. And then he You know, then he that's how he scores the run. We might still be waiting for somebody to score in that game. So.
that one and Knobloch deking out Lonnie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably would have scored.
Oh God, yes. Lonnie would have scored easy.
But Lonnie hook, Lonnie, line, and sinker.
Lonnie didn't exactly come out to the clubhouse and talk to us about it either. We're still waiting for a quote from Lonnie too. So on that thing. Yeah, that was just a major screw up. But then they tried to make excuses for him. But it was Nobby suckering him in.
Yeah,
that's right. Let's make peace with Nobby and have him come up and get his. You know, he's had his issues, and he's probably in a state of depression. I think they should let him come up and go into the Hall of Fame.
I suppose he's not on social media anywhere, is he? Like, he
probably can't find him probably anymore.
Chuck Knobloch, Facebook is probably the most
likely. You talk about a guy that if you walked past him today, you wouldn't recognize.
Yeah, a little chubby.
Chuck Knobloch. I think he's bald and chubby.
The thing I said about him, though, when he was young. Oh, yeah, he's chunkier as hell. The thing I said about him, though, there's about a 5-year period where he added something to his game every year. You know, he got a little better doing this defensively, stealing bases. He really made himself a much better player. And then he, you know, went to New York and went crazy. And the Yips ruined his life, basically. The Yips ruined his life. Oh, don't God, yeah.
He's on Cameo. What so, you that? Know, Cameo, it's a website or an app on your phone where celebrities, A-list all the way down to Chuck Knobloch, you can pay them to send a personalized video message.
Oh,
so
really?
Like we actually did this. My father-in-law is a huge Pete Rose fan and wants Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. And so it's like $400, I think, for a Pete Rose, or like $300.
The birthday present for Dad. Yeah.
But it was great. And Pete Rose is like, "Hey, John, I hear you defend me at every turn. Thank you. You know, happy birthday." But there's now, examples. If Chuck Knobloch has a Cameo page.
It's now but you're not talking to them. It's just a video that you get.
You send them kind of a script, and then they will record it and send it back to you.
Yeah, well,
you can Chuck Knobloch. The price is a little lower on Chuck Knobloch. It looks like
Pete was probably the first one to come up with that scam, and not the one. Yeah, let's make peace with Pete too. With now the DraftKings is the official sponsor of baseball and every other sport. Let's make peace with Pete too. The trouble is that Veterans Committee. There's no way the Veterans Committee ever put him in. It almost have to be a special edict by the Hall of Fame or something.
He could be the front man for, you know, it's Pete Rose. Here's my three picks of the night. Picks to click on DraftKings.
Oh, God, yes, he could. Yeah. How old's Pete now?
He's got to be in his 80s, right?
80? Is he 80? Is he 80?
Yeah, let's look that up, too.
I told you guys this. So I was there when he got the hit to beat Cobb, and I was there about 3 days. He did 45 minutes before the game. With the media that was there, with the reporters, mostly newspaper guys now. 45 after the game, 3 days, never told the same story once. It was the greatest.
Wow.
It was the greatest interview that I've ever been around. It was, you couldn't write fast enough with these unbelievable stories that he'd had. He just, he was in his glory. Of course, then he was going in and I wonder that they didn't really have the exotic bets back there where he could go in and bet on himself, right?
He's no, get, there was no like hits. Pete Rose will get 3 hits in this game.
Yeah, right. He'd be there. Sorry, I got.
He's
go
82
in and,
years old, by the way, Pete Rose.
I got to go in and you can see him if you go see Joe this summer at Cooperstown, you'll be able to find Pete downtown, so sitting at a card table out in front of something. Yeah.
Speaking
shot,
of, actually, I just
like a son of a gun.
To that exact point, I just went to his Twitter account. His last tweet was a picture he posted on December 5th, 2023. And it's him at a card convention in front of a table with Mike Tyson and Ric Flair.
Wow, man alive. That I can see Tyson needing the money and Pete, but Rick's got more money. But Rick does
Rick spends it maybe Rick a little faster than he makes
it.
Yeah,
that would be, that's a, there's a trio to draw to, those three, man, alive. That'd be fantastic. Tyson, the greatest prediction in history was when Teddy Atlas told Ron Borges before the, Ron Borges, the Boston Globe boxing writer back in the day and columnist, before the Holyfield fight, that Tyson knows he's going to get beat, so he's going to do something outrageous to retain his fierce reputation, and that's when he bit his ear.
That's
really?
Yeah. Teddy said he's not ready to fight. He knows Holyfield's going to knock the crap out of him, and he can't take that. It would, it would ruin his tough guy image, so he'll, he's going to do something crazy here.
How about so, it, man?
Yeah, man.
So, well, hey, we have to go. Tomorrow, we promise you a full recapping of the latest Kirkwatch 2024 information, Pat.
All right. And the state high school hockey tournament, two class, the top class, which Judd approves of, will play. Looks like Edina again, I'm afraid. Aren't you? You thinking Edina, Joe?
Jan Hassan's got the goaltender, Pat.
They do.
A lot of cake between those two. Yep, a lot of cake.
They got the
Rochester, though. Rochester might just knock them off at 11 o'clock.
And this is them consolidated now, right?
The two. Well, JM, that's because JM has about two hockey players. They're all really Century kids. Even the Zmoliks ended up going and playing for Century. So
just
JM
rips my heart out that JM's not a hockey player.
JM's the old high school in town. But you know where all, a lot of hockey players, though, are in Byron and Dodge County.
Yeah.
A lot of their hockey players, they're good. You know, those suburban, Rochester suburban teams are good now. And that's where a lot of their hockey players are.
All right.
All right.
All right,
I know,
Pat,
more about high school hockey than you ever gave me credit for, Judd.
That's right.
Not true. I've always said,
why Judd's hockey show never invite Pat on to talk about high school
hockey? Just because Patrick avoided the high school hockey tournament by purposely going to Florida for 35 years doesn't mean he doesn't love the sport. Reggie Miracle, baby. That was your last great guy to cover.
Hey, I spent a day with Louie. That was fun in itself. So, anyway.
Thanks, Pat.
See ya.
All right.
Bye.
See you, Pat. There he is. Royce Unchained here on Score North. Mr. Hockey himself.